hater ola ola ontanga makadiko muryango yeZimbabwe tinogamuchira imchirongwa. We welcome you kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. Welcome, welcome, kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome, welcome, welcome on Tanga. Tino gamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ini ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Mina on Tanga ikamalami ngu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe mushe. My name is Mike Hove. So on Tanga, those that pay attention to our radio, on Sunday, kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, I spoke to a gentleman ikamalake ngu Zenzo Nyoni. Ndakataura one umuomfesi. Anonzi Zenzo Nyoni, who is the founder of the Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. We spoke about schools opening today. We spoke about parents' complaints. We spoke about the teacher strike, and we touched on several different issues. And Nyoni, he seemed to emphasize on the fact which I we have vumelana lababalisi who are under the PTUZ and Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Sithi hayi kumele batshengisele bafethu. He feels ukuthi uhulumende kumele abahla, he needs to pay them a lot more. So Ontanga, that's part of the conversation that we're looking to tackle nasi muchirongwa. However, we're looking at a bigger picture lamhlanje. We're looking at touching on tertiary educations. So lamhlanje we're talking education, but we're focusing on tertiary education in Zimbabwe. I want to understand ngifuna ukuxoxa nami ndodawara nemi hama dzangu ukuthi sizwe ukuthi njengoba eningi labasakhulayo eZimbabwe, especially those that go to tertiary, through to the tertiary education system, there's about 30,000 of them that graduate. Isimo somnotho eZimbabwe asivumi ukuthi kube le misebenzi. So a lot of them are going through education system lena, and they're coming out with degrees. However, a lot of them, bayakhalala, you've heard the story of the unemployed graduate lapha eStudio 7. Bayakhalala besithi, "Buti Mike, Wawobe, azina kumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe, hanzi hakuna mabasa." So I want to hear from you on Tanga, njalo our panelists, ukuthi those that go through the education system in Zimbabwe, the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe, how exactly are they planning on using their skills when they come out that of that education system? But before I delve deeper into today's topic on Tanga, as usual, let's take a look at what we have planned for you in today's program.
Tonight on The Connection.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Assets Council, we have rejected the NGNC with the concept of those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Innocent Pagadora should not be here. The 23-year-old holds a political science degree from Zimbabwe's top university. Yet because of Zimbabwe's soaring unemployment, here he is. Since graduating in 2015, he spends his time on this corner, selling phones 14 hours a day.
I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet sweetings. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet sweetings.
Yebo Ntanga, +12026192077 is the number to call. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo. Tiripopa, WhatsApp zwekare, saka tumire ma message. +12024650318. So Ntanga, vechidiki, pindai mchirongwa, tikurukure, nasi maona uzviri kuitika. Pa radio, tirikutepfenyura pamasai sai, anoti 909 medium wave frequency, pa 4, tiripo zvekare, pa 4930, 6080, uyezve pa 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Ku Facebook sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu, tiripo pa VOA Shona, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele. We are broadcasting live on our Facebook page VOA Studio 7. For those that love the internet, laba bathanda uku streama ebulenjini, vanda ukuthevenyela pa internet tiripo pa www.voashona.com, voandebele.com, uyeje pa voastudio7.com. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3. Also, when a DJ Skyver uti, hey, wa imali yekolo. Hai ingome ya duma ontanga, you should check it out. Also, siyabonga when a DJ Skyver at Big Mike 3, at Big Mike 3. That's the Twitter and Instagram username. Mwafunu kutisana, kamishlao tawara neni, ngachikurukure ipo. But, ontanga, write your comments, write your numbers, sikona, gu Facebook, msakangano, tukutifenyira pa Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, sikona njalo gu VOA Ndebele. If you're joining us right now on Danga, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. So let's get into today's topic on Danga. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that on Sunday, I spoke to a gentleman, igama lakhe Zitarake Ndizenzonyoni, who is the founder of the Unemployed and Education Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. Unyoni, we spoke about several different things pertaining to the opening of schools, Lamhlanje, and Unyoni is going to be joining us later on in the program as we further the conversation talking about the tertiary education system. Unyoni, he focuses on unemployed youth and he focuses on the education system. So I found Utai Lamhlanje, he should be the perfect man. Utangene ukuhlelo akhoqisane lati sonke akurukure nesu. Asi, mogona upinda wa mchirongwa mondu za oma onre AU +1 202 619 2077. So earlier on I mentioned uguti yena Unyoni, he's 100%, 150% matter of fact in agreement with Varairizi, those ababalisi, those who are in a protest Lamhlanje, ababalisi who are under Atuz, njalo EPTUZ. Unyoni uti hayi ngempela ababalisi kumele batshengisele, because he feels the pain that they go through. Nga sebe hambe esikolo, abana mali, abanye have to struggle just to get to work, kumele bashiyele abantwana ukudla, and so forth and so forth. So we're looking forward to having Unyoni ehlelweni Lamhlanje as we speak more about it. However, Ontanga, I also mentioned ukuthi Lamhlanje kuhlelo, I want to look at something deeper, something bigger than just what the events of today. I want to look at the tertiary education system here to Zimbabwe. I'm looking at focusing on the fact ukuthi liyabona eZimbabwe iZCTU, ihlanganiso yeZCTU, makanzwa o veZCTU, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, reporting ukuthi kuZimbabwe hansi there is 90% unemployment. However, several different outlets, us included, have reported ukuthi there's 30,000 graduates that graduate annually. So what I'm trying to understand, Nasim Chironga, is all these graduates that come in and out, I'm out, in, out, 30,000 ontang, how many of these people, one, are actually getting employment, if 90% of the country is unemployed? Njalo, how many of those people have learned how to use the skills that they've attained to create a source of employment? I'm actually going to give you guys a couple of examples of the people that are doing that. What I want to hear from you, ontanga, uti aiwa, imi murujwana ose, muno garam chipinda mchirongwa ngobunengi benu, muchitu uza okta, aiwa, Big Mike ndaka peza, kuchikoro ndika wana o degree, asya mabasa, hakuna, wangwawaru chema chema, aiwa, ndaka kutu itas, ukutengesa airtime, ndaka kutu itas, ukutengesa matimati pamsika. Saka, nifunu uzwa gini, ontanga, ikakhulukazi laba who are vendors and so forth and so forth, who have graduated abaqedile imfundo zabo, ukuthi njengoba selitholile ulwazi lolu, what exactly do you have plans for today? So ontanga, back to the topic the top topic of the day, schools opening. Earlier on, I touched on the fact with Amalunga, our Enhlanganiso, our Atus, Njalo, the members of PTUZ, all of them, they took to the streets, lamhlanje, and ending labo showed dissatisfaction with what is going on. What I'm trying to understand, Ontanga, is what exactly was going on. We have a press conference, EABO, that is going to be showing Uguti what exactly came out of their meeting. Kodwa, please, Ontanga, ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think about the schools opening. Tell us what you think about the education system. Tell us what you think about the unemployment in Zimbabwe. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Pindai mchirongwa, ngenani kuhlelo, sikokle, ngobune ngibe tu. Hey, Mr. Producer Man, azishe. Bona ngani, hai, guya shupa. So, Ontanga, please, ngenani kuhlelo, lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi +1 202 619 2077 is the number to join if you're looking to join in today's topic. Now to the top story of the day, R2s and PTUZ. Those are the people who seem to be dominating the news, lamhlanje. So we figured, hey, let's get that out of the way. Give you guys an update. Ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani eZimbabwe. Ontanga, hi. Pinda mchirongwa, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Nga ofisa ungena kuhlelo. Kodwa, before we go further, let me show you guys what exactly happened, lamhlanje. Where PTUZ and R2s held a joint press conference where they were tackling exactly the problems that they're facing as teachers, and they're discussing further what they have planned in action. Let's take a look.
Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
What was supposed to be dialogue in the forum, what was supposed to be a negotiating forum, but it turned out to be a rally. And after them failing to reach an agreement at the rally, they said anticipated. They are running away from the workers. And how are they running away from the workers? They are convening an illegal meeting. And the illegal meeting is constituted under the defunct and unlawful National Joint Negotiating Council. We want to put it clear that Section 65 of the Constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe provides for collective bargaining as opposed to collective bargaining. Now, this is a fundamental right for the working class. This is a fundamental right for the citizens of Zimbabwe. Now, the government is going back 1997 to use a special instrument 141 of 1997, Public Service Joint Negotiating Council Regulation, which is now ultra-vires to Section 65 of the Constitution. Now, as the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Apex Council, we have rejected the NJNC with the contempt of those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their body of discussion.
Amalunga awenhlanganiso R2s njalo iPTUZ that bese bari kuthi aiwa isihathisi kudzokela kuzvikoro. However, just as a side note, zikhona izinyi izikolo ezivuliwe lamhlanje. Sibone abanye ireporter yethu Arthur Chigoriwa yena lamhlanje usitshele vele ukuthi ngale eMarsh West zikhona ezinye izikolo ezivuliweyo. Omunye njalo ureporter wethu anonzi Anastasia Ndlovu nayo areporter achitiudza ukuthi aiwa zvikoro zvavhurwawo kuBulawayo. Tanzwawo zvekare kuna Thomas Chiripasi vatiudzawo zvekare kuti aiwa kuHarare zvikoro zvavhurwa. Saka aiwa musatye. Hanzi varairidzi vamwewo vari kuprotesta asi zvikoro zvavhurwa zvechokwadi. So let's take a look ukuthi abantu vatsini lapha kukhasi letu ele Facebook. Sivona uShupikai Mujagachi uti eita skipani pra Shupikai. Wisdom Gunduza uti hi Studio 7. Hello Gunduza unjani. Cleopas arukuti ndagati rajangu ndiri pa Zungula apapa Zambia. Muribanji Mr. Cleopas, I hope you are well. Ontanga pindai mchurongwa +12026192077. So ontanga, let's move forward. Earlier on I told you uti sikangluba lomnumzana uzenzo nyonu who's going to be talking to me about the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe. Lapo, we're going to be focusing on the graduates that are cranked out in Zimbabwe. Earlier on I mentioned uti there is 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe. What are there? 30,000 graduates that are cranked out. That means there are 30,000 abantu who see themselves as, amongst them are IT people, marketers, teachers, doctors, and so forth and so forth. The list goes on and on. However, in Englabo, baya kalala, anzai wa, tape zaota wana degree redo, akuna mabasa ku Zimbabwe. Saka chanduda unzwa kwa muri is, are you guys looking for an alternative means to create a source of employment? So let me give you an example. If you're someone agapezao, agawana oma skills ake, agapeza degree rake re IT, are you using the knowledge you attained from your degree to create a source of means? Are you going out there being a consultant? Are you going out there creating platforms and apps for people to use? Are you using your skills to create a source of income? So, masambe ni guye umnumzana uzenzo nyoni, siyezo ugneni. Mnumzana nyoni ni akwamgena kushelo puto.
Inya bonga puto mai, kunja nabao.
Nyapila. Nangu 2019 sesfigile puto.
I say, Mongolo, Ukira, so Anunguru Pira under the hardship of the situation in the country. But I, Ukira,
so Mnumzana, as Tintu Tabolu said, good to in Ilamsha and Jeprazenzo. Earlier on, I mentioned Uti, there is 90% unemployed youth in Zimbabwe. Not just youths, but unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is at an all time high, it's at 90%. Njalo, there's 30,000 graduates that are cranked out of the tertiary education system annually.
Yes.
So now, Mnumzana, what exactly is going on? Because we have 30,000 qualified individuals, but we have a 90% unemployment rate. When these people are going through the tertiary education system, what exactly is their game plan?
My brother, Mike, the situation in the country, as I told you last time, that we are facing the hardships, not only the students, but in particular, Amayoti Wong are facing the same challenge. But we cannot say, or cannot go to university or college. The situation, yes, is bad, but the part of it is that most of the youth who are the graduates, as we speak, are the fuel sellers, are the vendors, and some of them are the ones that are trying to maybe to reach our country, maybe in some of other cases. But so far, so good, in Bulawayo, we don't have that much complaint with the school, ama universities are bullied, ama colleges are bullied. The situation in the country is not all about the education sector. The situation is in the country is about the unemployment rate that is still going down each and every time, each and every day. Most of those youth who are the graduates, who can maybe lift our country with that skill. But those are the same youth today, South Africa, particularly a situation in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo. So each and every year in us, Bulama graduates, I see more than maybe 200 every year, not every after 3 years or 4 years. Every year, enough because with more than 200 AMA students. And those some students, after graduation, our 7 Edison, those are the students who are taller SSA quality, and AMA assessments outside the country, HR 7 outside the country. I believe in Zimbabwe as a country, he upgraded AMA youth. Which to us as AMA youth is a serious challenge because the skills that we are bringing from the colleges and from our universities.
Yep.
Those skills, and you want to create an employment within our areas, within our communities, and within our country.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of the situation in the country that is training each and every day, our youth are going to South Africa, Botswana, and overseas, just Macarena Fatal. So it's a serious challenge for us as young people. And that sector, I think, it will not end and will not stop because the situation is still going down each and every day in the country.
What on ngisandukusho ukuthi there's 3000 students that graduate every year
angithi
even regardless of laba bayi 200 abahamba emazweni achiyeneyo the rest of them ikakhulukazi laba abasalayo besithi okay sesidinga eminye imisebenzi we're now using ama alternative means of creating a source of income abanye sebetengisa izwitsi amatimati lokunye okuchiyeneyo emgqaqweni are these people or are these youths considering alternative means to create a source of income? Ngishilo, I gave an example. Ngathi, let's say, for example, I went through college and I studied IT. When I finish my degree, are they considering, okay, fine, without having to find a job where I'm sitting in an office and I'm an IT expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I can be a consultant where I can sell ideas, where I can sell platforms, where I can sell, isn't just channel that I can use ulwazi lwami to create?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Bramike. Yes. What I can say now is up to the government. Does the government offer our youth money to start their project or to start their business? Because even a youth who is a graduate or IT graduate or whatsoever cannot start any project, cannot start anything without having a capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the situation in the country, the government is failing just to source funds for our salaries, for our civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can the same government manage to source funds for in our process for the youth and then to start their initiative? Then it's a serious challenge. Yes, skills are there, and all youth are trying by all means to create employment on their own with their skills. But the situation is that they don't have the capital to start those particular projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious challenge. The challenge here is on the resources, not on skills. Yes, we do have skills. Yes, they've got skills, and they've got plans, and they've got good project proposals, and they've got good concepts. You know, but the situation and the challenge is coming west, and it comes from that there is no capital that they can get from maybe Zimbabwe Youth Council or from the government loan.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that challenge, I think it affects every youth that is for the skill, maybe to come up with something or initiative that can help themselves or as a, maybe a society or as a project or as a, let's say, as a project or as a society. Because everything will need a capital. At the end of the day, the government don't have that capital.
Gulo Sefas Ngwanya Uti, the situation in our country as of late to us when we complete our study duties, we now end up losing hope in education because it now what seems as though we're doing professionals what to be empty. Oh, okay. Ngibona ngani umnumzana lapha uzama ukuthi sebelahlile ithemba ngemfundo ngenxa yokuthi akusela imisebenzi. Eningi labo they now have ama graduate amapaper that show ukuthi hayi uqedile ukufunda but ukuphumelela emfundweni yebo kodwa imisebenzi ayisiko. Uyamkhuthaza nawo umnumzana lo?
I think I once said that before, put Mike, in the last interview. But at the end of the day, most of the youth, I can I suppose education is just a useless thing, an instrument. Because at the end of the day, yes, was a hammer is funded. Then what? What will come after that? And at the end of the day, you find out is a better person because he's more productive than you. Okay, was spent about 5 years in university.
Kodwa mnumzane awungitsheleke Zenzo, tell me something. Bakhona abasakhulayo who are doing izimanga eZimbabwe, who are doing surprisingly, really exceptionally well, without government assistance. I'll give you examples, some that are even based in Zimbabwe. Kulo munyu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe ngugugulwethu Siso, we featured here on our youth program, who recently started a company named Tumeza, whereby she's using our initiatives. She created a platform where other youths who have imoto can transport ama goods abanye abantu. So let's say mina ngilombheda that I need moved from a store to my house. Yena Ugugulethu has provided a platform where some youths that have a truck can come and move Umpedam to my house and be paid for that. Are those not a means of using your knowledge to create a source of employment?
Thank you, Budmaid. Like I said it before, what youth can have a capital, mm-hmm. maybe to come up with a project or maybe a cooperative, but everything starts from a capital. You mm-hmm. cannot start a business without capital. In order to have a car that will ferry that bear to a certain place, you need a car, you need a fuel, which mm-hmm. is the capital that's supposed to be set in place. So Ugugulethu, maybe it's signed, and maybe after he tried it, he saw it, it's helpful. But in that particular time, whatever the source of income, maybe whatever the support or a sponsor from someone, and not everyone has got a sponsor, not everyone has got in AMA resources.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we need AMA resources, we need a capital from whosoever to assist the youth maybe to start their project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious challenge.
Okay.
Everything starts from capital, but Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can have a good initiatives, we can have maybe good concepts or not, but as long as we don't have financial in hand or resources in hand, then we are nothing as well.
Okay, yeah, we'll so. We are Kulumana is Shona, is then.
Yes.
All right. That's what I can remember. Kana rumiro rechishona. Tukuonawo vechidiki vakawanda kuZimbabwe varikuchema chema vachiti aiwa isitakapedza madegree edu asi mabasa hakuna. Inchandoda unzwisisa ndechekuti pavakawana knowledge ikoko kuvachienda kuchikoro ku college uko. Are they not able to use knowledge yavakawanawo kuti vave self-employed vazvitsvagirawo mari nenzira dzakasiyana siyana.
From that is that government is not going to buy my youth, especially when it comes to resources. Because my youth was attending a business, and then my youth, it's not my youth, I suppose that it's CNA. It's not going to be better for open wall, but can I make a start a capital? Then in any person would want to go to even if it's a good job. Because you know, you open up it was not, you know, my youth, I got one day I got my university, my teacher, and then my college. When it goes out, you are motivated to be my artisan. But what time I'm about to have a walk or put you right in maybe welding or right in my cupboard, a metal cupboard, maybe a city, running a kid that married in the capital, but what time I'm about to have. So government is supposed to be better in my youth, it being the Ipabo. And then even my organization, we contact my organization with other better in the capital. And then this is not a good revenue, a good concept in what Yaganoro, a good project proposal. Yaganoro, maybe in my access, which I want to go. So capital, I think, is the factor.
Asi Vanyoni, not so long ago, a couple of months back, we heard umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, vachinyatsoti aiwa isusu kuno kunyika tudauti imi vechidiki, you teach yourself how to become self-employed so that we create millionaires who can further employ abanye abasakhulayo. Is that not practical? Is he being unfair by suggesting something like that? Ngibona ngani usesimlahle lunyoni kodwa sizama udinga aze angene kuhlelo. Aiwa muri kumunzwawo vanyoni vari kunyatsotsanangura vari kuti aiwa. Vanyoni vari kutsanangura aiwa. Hurumende inofana kuprovide mari so that these youths can create employment for themselves and you attain or use the knowledge that they've attained ekolichini to create a source of employment. Aiwa hande kune mapeji edu tuone kuti hanzi chine vanhu. Tawanda Mzembe ari kuti from Cape Town. Tawanda ari kuona nesu ari ko Cape Town. Tawanda tinogamuchira muchirongwa. Gabriel Paradzai vaisa number. Hanzi Gabriel watching you from Chipinge. Tinogamuchira muchirongwa vaparadzai. Richo Mkwanda ari kuti ZANU PF ngaibve. Ha aneta nehurumende iripo. pedi maka vati madiko zvirikufamba here mukoma pedi panashe tapfuma vati ha zanu maraf zvinenge vanhu zvavanenge vaneta nehurumende iripo pedi maka vato isane namba yake hanzi ndifonereiko akova mhaka zvamakwisa foni yekuZimbabwe asi muri kuti muri kumidrand kuSouth Africa ndeipiko iyi panashe tapfuma vati mbo fonai tikudzei marwadziwa atinawo isu ha aiwa tichakutsvagai mukoma tapfuma tinotenda zvikuru nevari kunyora macomments please genani kuhlero pindai muchirongwa hande kupeji yedu yestudio 7 tionawo kuti vari kuti chiko hanzi nasvipikai eitask pano svipikai ndambokumoresaiwo sefas bvaatiudzawo hanzi ndiripo ndiri kunzwai ndiri pabate bridge zviri kufamba here ndionawo bhuti wamungu uyu hanzi zininga simba rashe evans ari kuti ola skipa nautsam ndingakumbula iza Sefas vadzoka vati the situation in our country is of late hanzi when we complete our school duties we lose hope because hanzi tinenge taona dzidzo dzedu but mabasa hakuna hanzi kuti uzviite project inoda mari for initial cost so there is nowhere where I can get money iyoyo so zvinoda kuti uwane loan or kumbopindawo pabasa asi mukoma pamunenge muchitengesa kapamusika murundudzawo kuti mari hamukwanisiwo kuseva here kana kuti mari yacho ishomanene pindai muchirongwa mundudzowo lisichele albert hanzi ndiri pakzn apo skipan put albert hanzi government yedu hanzi marenge nyena how do you expect vanhu vakaita sachiwenga kuti vasupporte education hanzi mugabe was far much better mukanzwawo vechidiki vachichema-chema hanzi vamugabe ngavadzoke aiwa zvinotyisa izvo plus one ontanga plus 1202617 ilo ludaba olusegudwini pindai muchirongwa ndiyo nhamba yekutifonera kodwa ngiyezwa kuti ugest wetu umuhlonitsho wetu uzenzo nyoni is back nyoni ukona there we go good thing you're back so enengi labasakhulayo lapha kuhlelo I'm reading ama-comments abo ven bayakhalala bathi hayi into yokuqala uhulumende okhona abamthembi babona ngani uhulumende okhona doesn't put much importance or emphasis on izifundo eZimbabwe uyavumelana lombono wabo na
some correct on that one but my because how can a government like I said in a last interview that a government has to source whatever material for the education sector in order for the education sector to progress well a government it has to put more material on that. Mm-hmm. Well, even like what I said last time was, when we look at the education sector, especially our teachers, in order for umntwana ukuthi enjani, abe lezi fundo maybe pass rate ekondileyo, uteacher kumele afundise happy, esazi ukuthi insalary yakhe can sustain him or her. Mm-hmm. But with the situation in the country, you find out that our teachers have a very less salary. We can cause it to have the interest to be even in the class mm-hmm. or to be at work. No, but because of that, also the material areas are a thing on a also on a thing. Nama the fund is the fund. Matong kona ma extra lessons. Ebe patalisa on a banira in. Imali ukuthi bephile. And then the same government again is denying that access to them. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, we see the education net as a flop and the education net are in now because as long as my teacher ever got the interest, then we are not going anywhere. And the students, it's not in learners today. Mm-hmm. Our sellers, that spirit to go to school or whether university or college, because as at the end of the day, I can go to university, I can go to college, but at the end of the day, as I've been said, Ekaya, in my instance, then you see a university. I should recover that money. But at the end of the day, you don't recover that money because you'll be not at work. You have to stay in a car.
So it's very serious. We are telling ungathi aziko inhlelo esikhona ezilenjongo zokuthuthukisa abantwana eZimbabwe na for example ungabhekalana kwele Melika bale bathiwa iyali Young African Leaders Initiative where they invite abantu abasakhulayo from different countries Zimbabwe included ukuthi babuye la so that they exercise and make their skills or their trade better ukuthi when they go back ekhaya they make their lives a tad bit better and they improve on indlela abathuthukisayo ngayo i-business labo are you saying ukuthi indlela ezinjalo azikho eZimbabwe
Right, your line was bad, but a little bit I caught you. See, a lot of can say, yes, I know about EADI. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, yes, we have fought some institutions here and there. Mm-hmm. I think one of the young ladies are here and there, just, but not much, because those institutions are a bit one up on them. And they, as for me, it's ama activities are to conscientize ama youth or to what is Zame who could have ama youth here and there. Because that things don't happen that I think, you know, what it on sometimes, but anyway, besides that, we cannot rely on mama institutions and the organizations at on a pandemic. African, I think we have to have our own baby who look after us. That our own baby is our government. Into your get with Mike, it falls under government's hands. Like I said, this is not a subject government. We cannot rely on a government which has failed before. So of which we still have got a challenge, because this government is still the same. I don't think it. And running an organization, an education organization, I conquer with our teachers. To put the amateurs down, because I would see who would be M17 is a slam dealer, but here on top of one of them, I am at the school at the same time. Mm-hmm. In order for Umtuan, who's having what to watch, and who made a better school, in order for Umtuan, who's an engineer, everything is to make a better school. So, amateurs are very important people in our life. So, Umtuan's not correct.
So I'm hammering back on Inhlelo ezikhona eZimbabwe, abo Boost Fellowship and more. Abontanga bona, are they actually exploring these fellowships, or are they just so tired ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe to the extent ukuthi sebecabanga ukuthi I give up?
Like I said, my brother last time, what everyone has given up. Akusena muntu ole hope they say into the corner eZimbabwe. Every young person has given up. Wonga ama youth kasa tembi the government or whatever initiative that comes from the government. And then the same government, if you look at in the education sector, or those that's not in a final decision, then you beam a abandoned school, and you find out abandoned on a more bed. Only abandoned a certain political party was done here. And so which all those people.
That's not true. Bakona Basakuna, who are doing things, who are not linked to any political party.
Yes, but not much. If every young person now in Zimbabwe, I would like to you, Mr. Mike, every young person in Zimbabwe that are joining ZANU-PF just because they want to benefit. As long as you're not a ZANU-PF person, you don't benefit anything. So now that's a serious challenge. Some are joining ZANU-PF just because they just want to benefit. They are not joining ZANU-PF just because the love in ZANU-PF, but just because they want to benefit.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke. Wothi ngikubambe ecingweni sibone ukuthi abantu bathini lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu. Umsakangwane bebatheritiri popa VOA Shona, pa VOA Ndebele, uyezwe pa VOA Studio 7. So let's go to our comments and see ukuthi nina nithini ngodabula esegudwini namhlanje. Tukona uHanzi na Caleb Chirara. Hanzi, what's the benefit of this conversation? Aiwa, Chirara, I'm trying to understand and I'm trying to create a dialogue. And you, mtheriri wedu, uyezwe vazenzonyoni. About the context of the conversation, about the conversation at hand, I'm trying to understand. All right, 30,000, like I said, that are cranked out annually. Vanopedza chikoro kuZimbabwe, which I want a degree where I'm qualified enough to get a formal job in the formal sector. Not going to take some veggie, nema sweets, nema chichi. I'm trying to understand. Is there a way that people can actually go about creating a source of self-employment? So if there's something to learn, I'm looking forward, not just for me to learn, because me and Kona, Sonke, we don't stop learning. However, for other people to learn, if there's hints and tips to be caught, that's what I'm looking forward to talking about. I also touched on several different people, abantu abasakhulayo, who are doing big things. Is Mang in Zimbabwe. Ngithinte, I told you all about Ukukuletu Siso, who has a company called Tumeza. Shout out to Ukukuletu. Ulemunyo umuntu ongisakhulayo, igama lakhe ngikhuda kwashe Msasiwa, who has a platform that's coming out soon. Tiwa send a lighty. Now, this is also another means that, and also another way that people are utilizing the knowledge that they attained. Lapo behamba emakolishi lema university. Vavusasiwa varugu create a platform inenge chishanda pama phone apapo. Panana Google, nana chichi, where you access the platform and you actually hire someone to do chores for you. So, for example, kuna wana wakawanda waruku chema chema, aiwa guys, kune ma QFU wakareba. Ha? Unuona muna aninga garapo the whole day, muna hakuto ne, takuta aiwa guys, and zanda wana fuel. Saka, what Kuda did was he created this platform with the idea so you can pay someone a couple of dollars so they can sit in their fuel queue for you. Kanaona fuel, wakunzira mote yako. So you guys should check it out. It's called Send a Lighty. Follow him on social media, njalo ukona. Omunye njalo, and we actually have a video that illustrates a business like umfana lo. We featured him lapha kuhlelo lethu labasa khulayo. Igama lakhe nguTafara Makaza. Umfana lo, he launched the first mobile taxi service in Zimbabwe. Not as Zimbabwe, but eBulawayo, called Zim Taxi, and he's also the CEO of a company named Fixer. Now, Zim Taxi yona is basically Uber. For those that understand how Uber and Lyft work, lapha eMelika, kwele South Africa, ngamazwe achiyeneyo, it's the same principle whereby you hire a car, someone comes to fetch you, and they deliver you to the exact place. You don't pay them with cash. You use, once again, into lento, guys, yenza izimanga. You pay your phone. So, uTafara, he launched that, njalo iFixer, and therefore, what he did was, yena uyafunda la kwele eMelika, kodwa he used his knowledge that he's attained from university to create a source of employment, not just for himself, but for abanye abasakhulayo. For those that don't know how Zim Taxi works, what is Silly Cheng, he said, take a look. All you do is you go into Google, you invite, the lift comes, and it takes you to your place. For those that are on radio, unfortunately, you didn't get to understand what was going on. All you could hear was, basically, that was a visual illustration of how Zim Taxi works. Ontanga, check it out on Twitter, at Zim Taxi. So, let's go back to Umnumzana Uzenzonyoni, see as Wutia Kanti and Utsini about all these initiatives. There is a corner. Umnumzana Nyoni, what's up?
Yes, I'm
going to.
Yes, the line is bad because it's raining. I can't hear you clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now? Bona, nah, line. Bona ngani network ya super lamhlanje. But no matter, sizamdinga size simthole. +1202619 is the number to call. Ngenani kuhlelo kanti balaleli alifuni ungena kuhlelo yini. Hanzi na va Solomon Muliwa, hanzi hurumende yedu haina mari yekupa ma youth for now, inongo, hanzi chi? Inongo wana yekupa committee ya mamshante, watching you from David. Tambo isa hoja kari ma promo ipapo, saka hande ikune ma promo yedu tuwa nukutuvanu, varu kutichipa dande mtande. Saka ngano yukupinda mchirongwa ontanga, lamshanje, tukuzi ya nyayo yeshukoro, ndukuda uzwa kufa kwa muri kuti, aiwa, pamuno penza kushukoro shuzwaka siyana, murugu wana mabasa, erika na msunga mawane mabasa, are you using the knowledge that you attained ukuo kuchukoro so that you create a source of self-employment? Tukunzwa, ukuo, pa page redu hanzi. Hanzi na Richard Moyo, tinotenda chose nebasa guru na mnaita Studio 7, nguva zose, uye nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu munyika medu, neva rukunze kwenyika, tinoti muchengetwe na Mwari, nguva zose. Hanzi uye ngatisanga ne, hanzi chi? Ndizvo izvozvo. Munyori Dennis Vati, ndipo paunoona togare pi achipindawo muchirongwa achitoti achiri ndiri wechidiki. Ndikona vanorest pride mudyiwa varikisa nhamba dzavo, hanzi komi. Tapiwa chawe, tabati ndi chaire, hanzi ndiro ire runare, Trinos Prince Vaisa ona ewa, hanzi ke, ane 53 years, arukuseka ojwa, botauru wawo. Vama momba warukutu ona onesu, pachirongwa, tiroka mchira ya mchirongwa, ontanga, pinda ya mchirongwa, tinzwe, kutindeipi ya muru kutamba nasi, uyeze, muru vumea nezurutaro ere na zenzo nyoni. Nyezo kutisilo mlaleli, eselwe ni. Chirongwa, kola mlaleli, mapinda mchirongwa. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, magadi yenyu baba?
No, fara zangu magadi yu.
Tiripo, mapinda kama mchirongwa cheve chidiki.
Eh, ndi cheve chidiki, asini zangu njiri baba. Pane padogo dogo panduwa na panukura dambu jikoredu.
Hmm. Saura yenyu baba?
Dambu jikoredu, dambu jikoredu. Rino kura pa kudai sezizi.
Hmm.
Andimona tu wamuna ngarwa wakaenda kuzororo.
Mm-hmm.
Waenda kuzororo. Waka zoka wachimanya wakanda zoke la tambu zikola madokta.
Mm-hmm.
Asila sati waenda, wanga wasa tambu zikola wakuna chuenga. Raiti wa zoka wana kwa katawana madokta. Waka zotula mkazo wawo. Aka yato naso kutu wada tura gwaramu gabelo kutu mkazo wake. Iya anga kunyanga zanyika, iya kwa mkazo wake, ayo mkazo wake zonita unama dokta ari ani.
Mm-hmm.
Urumende yake inevano wakakwa na mamini sa esi aripo, wakakwa na wabasa ere.
Mm.
Haka inini inya ya kanti nesa, ya ndola urubasilo kubakwa wari kilo kubakuna ya wanachi wenga kutu haa. Kwa hivyo wanala watu ula enderiti, doktu zami za mkazo uwi kutu ata unama dokta yo aripo.
Okay.
Wakandilo kumdiwati, kana wakereli wakaterera, wakimbo bata ona wii, kutawake nda kupita wako zokera ze, sule pata kati gireza aka aura ya nika, gireza aura ya msangano, doko to zokera ze.
Aywa, the next time patota aura wa unema members ye zanu baba, tichawa vunza wakana wanwe urumende, tichawa vunza wako, aywa, so maa kutitumira wa first lady kwa kana akere.
Andilo tenda angu.
Mm-hmm. Aywa, balaleli limzuile umnumzana. Engena kuhlelo hayi uyapopota ubaba lo uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokho kwenziwa ukubaba umnankago ukuthi u first lady yena use hambo yokhulumisana lamadokotela uthi in what capacity is she going to speak to abodokotela akwenzi lokho but ayi wababa tinotenda zokukuru nokuphinda mchirongwa
natenda
mhm. So ontanga plus 1202619 2077 is the number call. Siyalinxusa lonke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nathi thukuzeya nyaye education. Ngibona ubaba esengena la ke kodwa I understand sometimes abantu bale frustration bafuna ukuthinta indaba ezinenge ezijeneyo. Ngena lokuhlelo siza ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani nxa sesixoxisana ngeeducation eZimbabwe. Aiwa tukona uma namba ari kunaya zvikuru tichakutsvaga kuti kupinze muchirongwa namhlanje kuhlelo tikuzeya nyaya ye education tanzwa vazenzonyoni vambopinda muchirongwa vakakurukura nyaya dzakasiyana siyana ivo vari kuti aiwa vanhu vechidiki the biggest issue they are facing is indaba lena a money uti uhulumende must provide money for them to be a source of self-employment. Uti uhulumende must provide imali so that abantu bathole ithuba lokuzithuthukisa njengabantu abasakhulayo. Because nxa kungela mali uti abantu baforme amakampani abo ngezinto ezijeneyo. So I you just be playing with your time uzidlalisa isikhathi. Saka lina lithini ngalokhu liyavumelana na uzenzonyoni nxa esekhuluma izinto ezinjalo. Aiwa, ontanga, ndiyo nyaya ya tukuzea nasi mchirongwa. Tuono kutubano, warukuti chiko kuma Facebook page edu. Anzi na, hii message ya garebai. Anzi na Sefas, vakuru waka mbosia mabasa, vaduku tumbo isao luzivo redu. Aiwa, nduko nao warukuta urao. Asi mkoma Sefas, nangomu hurumende, varipo vechidiki anana, vanu waka wanda waripo vechidiki, varimomu hurumende ya mnangagwa. Saka, what exactly do you mean pamunoti wakuru wa CM? Mutuwa nesho, mtunga mreruwe nyika, kana ungo tichiko. Na uti nangu umu wa kambani, tukona vechidiki, wako kupinda opa nezugaru. These important seats, vechidiki wako kupinda o, tukona o kune makambani. Like for example, I'll give you a perfect example actually, that just came to my mind, and thank you so much, I'm so glad. Gulo mnumza na Usimba Mvuma, yena, he's been featured in Ford's 30 under 30, bakona, he's not the only Zimbabwean that has been featured there. So wisho kuti abontanga bakhona abayenzizimanga abayizalane zeZimbabwe. Saka pamnenge muchiti aiwa vakuru ngavasiye mabasa. Are you referring to President Chetere or are you talking about different industries? Hilo utaba olusegudwini lamhlanje ontanga lina lithini ngalokhu. Sibona uEvans ukhona kanti Evans awusafuni lokushiya uhlelo. Tokugamuchira mchirongwa. Thank you so much nokupinda mchirongwa. Sibona enengi labantu bakhona lami. Hanzi na Cleopas ndakatirira zvangu ndiri pa Zungula pa apa pa Zambia ndamboiverenga iyi. So ontanga litsini ngotavolise kutwini. 10 minutes sele kuhlelo. Hai. Ngibona ngani abantu namhlanje liyangena yini ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. But ontanga you all know ukuthi unfortunately it's the last 10 minutes of the show sesifike kuzinga laphaya where we use the opportunity within our show uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo to appreciate Zimbabwean artists. So nasi mchirongwa, today in our musical segment in our last 10 minutes of our show, we want to use this opportunity to appreciate the artists that we have in Zimbabwe. Nasi mchirongwa, we are profiling a young producer, a young artist. He goes by the name of Mr. Camera, a.k.a. Grammy Cam. He calls, side note, for those that don't know, he calls himself Grammy Cam because he believes he's the first Zimbabwean artist or Zimbabwean producer that's going to win a Grammy Award. I'm excited to see that happen. Grammy Cam has taken Zimbabwean culture to the world. Literally. He's worked with the likes of Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with the likes of Mr. Easy. For those that don't know who Mr. Easy is, he's a Billboard charting artist. Mr. Easy, and in Zio, Zino Neza, Kwese Kwese, from north through to east, south to west of the world. Ndiyaka imbao nzienon's Badman from Zimbabwe. Ah, Ndiyaka Neza, Ndiyaka Neza, Zichokwadi, and it was produced by Grammy Cam. Grammy Cam has worked with the likes, like I said, Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with Boosie from South Africa. He's worked with Brian K from Zimbabwe. And he's cranked out his own hits. So, ontanga, let me show you guys. Let me give you guys a taste of what Grammy Cam does. Today, we Netflix and chill. Take a look, ontanga, Azishe producer.
Mr. Camera, I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma switch on the TV. Put your favorite movie, Modern Family series, yeah. Netflix and chill, yeah. Netflix and chill. Yeah, girl, Netflix and chill. Yeah, Netflix and chill. Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Fuck on up, got a tension. Baby, come over. Fuck on up, spot my attention. Baby, come over. Shut up, got a tension. Baby, come over. Shut up, got a tension. Baby, come over.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good loving. I want to give you some loving. I want to give you some good, good loving. Netflix and chill. Yeah. Baby, Netflix and chill. Yeah.
Baby, how you do that? Once I get it, I never lose that. And I'm just tryna give you a new jack. Catch me, just tryna bring your groove back. Tell her she like it, always just a new black. Not still listening to the new tracks, but don't know the words. Headphones like blah blah blah. Looking at her like my mama.
Also, when I come, uti Netflix and chill. Those with a naughty mind, you might want to reflect yourself. He's talking about Utando. Uti izan tombazan uzo ploma lami. Come, let's spend time together. Let's Netflix and chill. Sibukelabo, Modern Family. Nyukutekele izuwisi. Udle kamnandi. Let me show you some good, good loving. Also, when I Grammy Cam. Shout out to Grammy Cam for giving us the video. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us profile him. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us playing his music. Lapa uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. So ontanga sikusele 7 minutes wathi ngithatha umlaleli wethu okugcina sikhulumisane. Mthereri mlaleli, caller, hello
makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo makadi.
ndinoita manuals nechindogoko.
Eh, mukoma manuals uri kufamba?
Ah, pana chiri kumbofamba vedu we.
Mm. Taurai
na mukwa na musori kwa story chawo.
Mm.
Dava mabasa takadzidzira tikaenda kuzvikoro tikatambisa mari dzedu vabereki vakarasha mari dzedu pamwe dei vakatotenga mazete gozo nguva yatakaenda kuchikoro yanga iri nguva yemazete next. Saka pari zvino hapana zvazviri kushanda bo chikoro chachona tangova kungoita zvekurima kurima kwachona hakusi kubhadhara vanhu vakarima vakaendesa mbeu dzavo kunana GMB havana kupiwa dzimari. Mabasa achona chatava kuti takuita ukange uri makanika ukange uri driver ukange uri kana umwe akaitawo zvinhu zvinoenderana education chaizvo chaizvo hazvichaindi haushaiti trade yawakaita wakutoenda zviri offside pamwe zvino wakutowanikwa uchitengesa paringo wakasenga mawesi macharger zvese saka government yakundikana. Dei vanga vari vamwe vanhu vangoti aiwa mukomana akahwina chitanda chake ichi o but maizvo akunyadzisa moziva kuti kana uri baba pavanhu ukaita zvimwe zvinenge zviri zvinoratidza kuti aiwa baba varatidza kuti hazvichaiti hazvanda chida kutaura angu hazvikwanisi ndizvitaura. Saka kuti vana vati baba vadai so unova kana mai chaiva ndotaura kuti ini tinotaurwa izvozvo zvamuri kutaura izvozvo kura kuti havakundikana vade vangu vari vamwe vasiyana nazvo vangozvigarira pasi vangoti takapinda mumapurazi aya takatorera vanhu aya vonogara vonyarara totadza kana kutozombohwa mazita avo kana kuhwa nezvavo vachamisa voita basa.
Saka ndiudze iwo baba muri kundiudzawo kuti hakuna kana dzimwewo nzira dzekuita mari kuzimbabwe.
Hapana nzira dzatinokwanisa kuti tiite mari ipapa unogona kutowanikwa munhu anenge akaita rimwe basa handiri kosi yake mukosi yaunenge wakaita wakuwanikwa pamwe wakuita zveagriculture hazvisizvo zvawakaita wakuwanikwa pakosi yawakaita iwanga uchiita pamwe zveengineering wakuwanikwa uchibika macream donuts kana masamusa chaiwo kuda kuti zvinhu zvavakuitira simbi neflower zvadifferent zvinhu zvinotoenda maparallel lines iwaya kuti zvimwe zvezvinda zvakadai zvimwe zvakadai saka kuda kuti government haina zvairi kutomboti kwanza vakavimbisa mabasa akawanda ma10,000 but hapana kana basa rimwe chete ratiri kutombowana.
Imba makaenda kuchikoro makadzidza chii?
Indakaita mota mekanisi.
Inda makatodzidza. Saka ndambotaurawo naZenzonyoni uyo amboti hanzi mukatarisa kuZimbabwe kunastuko hanzi at least 200 graduates vanomhanya vachienda kumanyika akasiyana siyana kunana South Africa kunana Botswana. Mimi semuwo chidiki have you considered something like that?
Ndakatomboindawo kunze kwenyika but you find kuti kunze kwenyika kuya kuya vane zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanotarisira especially mapepers etunge uchikwanisa kugaramo unogara wakacheswa nemapurisa mari dzachona dzekuti kwanisa kureiza kana ingave 10,000 pula kana 10,000 rand kuti uireize ukwanise kupiwa madhokumends avanoda avano accepta munyika mavo ka unenge usina pekutangira saka unogara uchingotenderera uchingotenderera uchingoshaya kana zvekuita.
Saka ndiudzewo baba mukatarisa vechidiki kuZimbabwe kunewo vechidiki vane mota
variko vane mota vazhinji vachona vari kuwana motikari nechikorokoza but zvinhu zvaina unonyatsoona kuti hazvina line gozo ukatarisa iye zvino vanhu vari kurima mumakomo umwe ari kunochera musaidhi megwizi umwe mugwizi machona saka hapachina zvazvichabatsira bhozi nzizi dzavharika makomo miti kana tichiwana kui mvura yerelief rainfall takuwana convection kureva kuti mvura yako jamba nzvimbo idzodzo yakushina kana miti inokwanisa kudzivirira mvura iya kuti inge ichimira mhepo yangonigaikira saka zvichina chazvimonita izvozvo zvese.
Aiwa ndanchibvunza nezvemota nokuti ndambotaurawo pachirongwa ndichiti aiwa pane vamwewo vane makambani akafanana natumeza nanazimtaxi we kana une mota yako unongouyawo nemota yako ungovawo mutyairi unenge wakuita basa rekugo driver one oitawo kamari kako nemaonderenyu harisi basa here iroro.
Ibasa bata nimuruku wa maticha zariku chema nenya ye mari. Unusika wano piwa $150. Aina zaino tenga so kangu sana nukti karakumba.
Aywa atakunda za kanaka mkuma imenyo. Thank you so much nukupenda mchurongwa baba.
Tunotenda kuti mandipinzo mchurongwa akusikosa kukutanga sindi no imbauti itikaramba tisungo bata ana tisungo gara.
Aywa ndizu ezo so baba chirongwa ndefenyi.
Tunotenda aywa tunotenda.
Ontanga limzile umnumzana uimanyo esifisi hai kunzima eZimbabwe imisebenza akula. Ushilo wathi yena ufundile ngempela he did mechanical engineering. Kodwa uthi hayi ngaqeda sengiqedile ngathi ngabamba iphepha ngathi kanti umsebenzi wathi hayi mina dololo angikho. Ontanga isikhathi 2 sesiyaphela sesifikile emaphetheleni ohlelo. Zimbabwe omuhle. Thank you so much waphinda mchirongo wathi nothenda zikuru. Aywa Zimbabwe omuhle ngatisangane same time same place nemsechi piri next week ngizabe ngikhona. Igama lami ngu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle. I love you all. Good night.